You're listening to Bloomington Normal's Public Media. There's another election just around the corner, and no, we're not talking about the one next week. The April 2021 election could bring in a bunch of new faces to the Bloomington and Normal city councils. Some of that is already happening. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner has announced plans to appoint Molly Ward to fill out the rest of Scott Black's term. Black is stepping down next weekend. He's moving out of his Northwest Bloomington ward and didn't plan to seek re-election next spring anyway. Renner tells Ryan Denham why he chose Molly Ward.
Well, she's got an outstanding background, certainly in terms of her involvement in social causes in our community and in the faith-based alliances that she's formed. She's worked with the Not in Our Town organization and it's been a local chaplain, of course, and regional chaplain, is someone who has very, very long record of being empathetic and understanding. And it was a very, very hard choice because we had 9 candidates, all of whom had very strong records of public service, social service engagement. They were very serious candidates. And this is the largest pool of candidates that I've ever had in making an appointment to the city council. And this is my third one. In fact, I think the most we had was 5. We had 2 and 5 and now 9. And the 9 was very difficult because we had some very, very outstanding people, some of whom may decide to run for the seat themselves.
Has Molly Ward told you whether or not she plans to run for that seat next spring?
Well, you'd have to ask her. I did ask the candidates and mainly let them know. And most of the candidates said that they were undecided. They'd have to think about that. The filing period, however, is coming up in a few weeks. It's from November 16th to November 23rd, I believe it is. And so now in a particular city council election, it depends on what the turnout was 4 years ago in terms of the number of signatures that you need. So some need in the 80 range, 80 some signatures. You need about 600-700 to run for mayor. But in this ward, it's the lowest number. They had very little turnout 4 years ago. It's only 29 signatures. So it's not really an arduous task, although it's still not super easy in the era of COVID to get signatures.
So as you were weighing these 9 candidates, did it matter to you whether or not they plan to run for that seat in the spring of next year? If you think of the McLean County Board, for example, the chairman there, John McIntyre, when he was recently appointing someone to fill a vacancy, he was very much of the mind, I don't want to appoint somebody who might be on the ballot in front of voters to fill a kind of a temporary hole. What about you?
I did ask people and talk to them, but I certainly have no problem whatsoever appointing somebody who was interested in running for the seat. I would disagree with Chairman McIntyre on that point. It's a responsibility of an executive, in the case of the mayor, whether it's Bloomington or Normal, or any cities in Illinois, to fill the position, weighing all of the different factors. So if Molly decides to just fill out the rest of Scott Black's term, which is about 6 months, that's fine. If she decides to run, that would be fine as well. I didn't ask her. I asked her, but I didn't insist to say, hey, you know, I'm only going to appoint somebody who runs, or I'm only going to appoint somebody who doesn't run. That it's not that big of a factor.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Mayor Renner, This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Mayor Renner, during Monday night's meeting, you got an update from Finance Director Scott Rathbun. He reported that the city's COVID-related budget hit might not be so bad after all. What were your takeaways from his update and where the city stands today?
Well, I think essentially what you've hit on is that relative to what we had feared 6 to 8 months ago, we're in much better shape than we thought. And relative, frankly, to most other cities, when I talk to people at the U.S. Conference of Mayors and my other mayoral colleagues, there are very few cities that are in as good a shape as we are. And I think some of that is prudent financial management. Some of it is also the fact that we're the wealthiest community in downstate to begin with. And it may very well be that once we went to a phase where people could go out and actually, at least with masks, go shopping, we actually in July had a higher set of sales tax receipts than we had the previous July before COVID, by a little bit, but it's still a really good indicator that we've taken a lot of hits in terms of our city budget. And obviously small businesses have taken tremendous hits and many people who are unemployed have taken tremendous hits with COVID, but we're comparatively resilient and I'm optimistic moving forward.
The Illinois Municipal League recently raised some concerns about the governor's office, making it too hard for cities to actually apply for this federal CARES Act money that's kind of passing through the state. What has been your city's experience with that?
Well, and actually, that's something that I think the jury's still out on that for us. I don't know that we've had quite the difficulties that the Illinois Municipal League is talking about, but I haven't gotten an update on that in the last few days.
So whether or not to provide more assistance to state and local governments has been one of the major sticking points as Congress decides whether to pass another round of COVID relief. So should we read Bloomington's financial situation, you know, not so bad, as maybe that's not necessary at a federal level?
We are the exception and not the rule. I can tell you that. Absolutely, some sort of assistance is necessary. And I do want to say, I think there are a core of Republicans who are absolutely, they believe that we need to have some form of assistance for either small businesses or for individuals under the circumstances that we have this worldwide pandemic. It's really hit our economy very badly. It's many of the Republican leaders who don't want to do something before an election. And that's really unfortunate that we've got people on either end trying to play politics, frankly, with people's lives. And that's really, I find it despicable, frankly.
That's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner speaking with Ryan Denham.